26 degrees at 7:34 in our Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend, all things considered. And you're ready to hit the ground running, which is what we're doing right now, as we have some great news here that what's called the Oscars of the food world, the James Beard Awards, reserved for only the best of the best. And we have several James Beard Award winners in Detroit. We've talked about over the past several years. This year, there are several Michigan chefs and restaurants who've made the semi-finalist list. And this is above and beyond the hamburger story I told you about. Two Detroit chefs facing off on The Talk today on CBS. And we might add that into our conversation with Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst right now. Good morning, Marie. Hope you had a nice weekend.
And we had a great weekend. Thank you, Paul. Well, you know, the Detroit area really has made a mark on the national culinary scene in the last few years, but the pandemic slowed a lot of that down. But now it appears that things again are on the upswing for some great local restaurants and chefs. This is a long list of semifinalists for the James Beard Foundation, and just getting on the list is a huge honor. So we thought we'd bring these people to your attention. Here are the ones with Michigan connections. Outstanding restaurateur, Sandy Levine. She owns the Fria and Chartreuse restaurants in Detroit and the Oakland Cocktail Lounge in Ferndale. For outstanding chef, Hijami Sato of Sozai Sushi Restaurant in Clawson, also listed on a national category. Emerging chef category is Chef Armando Lopez of Casa Armando Taqueria, and that's in Berkeley. Outstanding bakery category is Good Cakes and Bakes. That's in Detroit on Livernois. And you might remember that Detroit's Warda Patisserie took home the prize for Outstanding Chef, the big prize last year. The Outstanding Wine and Other Beverage Program is Spencer in Ann Arbor. They're on the semifinalist list. Now, several Michigan chefs, Paul, were listed in the Best Chef category. I know you know some of these people. Omar Anani of Saffron de Tawa in Detroit, Aubrey Berens of Graner Farms in Three Oaks, Norberto Garrida of El Barzon in Detroit. If you haven't been there, you need to go. Andy Holliday of Selden Standard in Detroit. Andy has been on this list before, and he may be also a past winner. Jihai Kim of Miss Kim in Ann Arbor on the list. Hamisi Mamba and Nadia Hengerber of Bao Bao Fair in Detroit. Bao Bao is just around the corner from us here at the Fisher Building. Michael Ransom of Ima Izaki in Detroit. Sarah Welch of Merrow in Detroit. And Paul, the final list of nominees will be announced on March 29th.
Wow, that's quite a list. But I have to tell you, I mean, that is prestigious as all get out. And our friend Luciano Del Signore, who comes on this show from time to time to help us with barbecuing ideas, different food ideas. He's a very healthful-minded, great chef. He's a James Beard Award winner in the past. And I noticed there's a full-page ad in the newspaper. This is a smart thing that one of the newspapers has gotten together with somebody else, and they're sending Luciano to his hometown in Italy.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
And giving people an opportunity to go there.
Yes.
With it's Luciano Del Signore and somebody else.
And Regato from, I can't think of his first name, from Mabel Gray's in Hazel Park. We were just at Mabel Gray's. It's a fabulous restaurant. And he also, James Regato of Mabel Gray's, and he also has been a past nominee for James Beard.
Those two guys are going to Italy. I thought of you right away.
And we have friends who are going. I wish I could go.
I wish Kim and I could go, but we can't. Yeah. But what a great idea. Go with the chefs to their hometown in Italy. Yes. At least in Luciano's case, and learn how to cook that food and create. Wow.
Right. Yep.
That's very cool. I took Sophie to dinner over the weekend up in Ann Arbor and went to a place I'd not been before. Local Ingredients Global Cuisine Taste Kitchen.
Not heard of that.
Really good. And George, our server, was excellent. But we were going to another restaurant first, and I can't remember the name of it. Now, listen to this. Ann Arbor is just another world away, but We go into this restaurant. They take no reservations. The people before me said, well, there are four of us, but we're not all here. And it was almost like the soup Nazi. No soup for you. Boom.
Yeah.
Go stand over there. I mean, they weren't like that, but I'm just saying. But I said, well, we have two, and I know you don't take reservations, but it's early, and we're hoping we can get in. You can. You're sitting down. 70 people before you.
Really?
I've never heard of such a thing. 70 people in front of us? I said, you don't take reservations, and you have 70 people on your list that have come by here and checked in, and they're waiting? But then they said this, because it must have been a really big place. It's about an hour and 15-minute wait.
Oh,
which,
okay.
For 70 people, that was astonishing to me. But by the way, P.S., I wouldn't be waiting if they were giving out free food. And it was the best food in the world. I would not wait an hour and 15 minutes. Just that's not me. So we went down the street and we went to Taste Kitchen. It was really good. But Sean and I had our heads turned earlier when we saw this story, because these two Detroit chefs, and I may be massacring the Detroit chef Kiana Q. Broden and Coop Caribbean Fusion chef Max Hardy, are having kind of a burger cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the channel, whatever, CBS, The Talk, later today. But I haven't heard of them, but, you know, this is kind of right up our alley for Sean and me. Great, great burgers are hard to beat.
Oh, they are. And you know what? They're not that easy to come by. Good hamburger out. I mean, you can get one at our house, but please don't come over. It's a two-hour wait. It's a two-hour wait.
Well, it's a two-hour wait. She just wants to be sure I never show up.
No, my husband's a great hamburger cook, chef, whatever.
Is he?
Yeah, he's real good. But going out, we're always like very skeptical going, I don't know, should we order the burger? You know, it's hard to do a good burger.
It is indeed. And right? there are the burger wars, but there's some other war going on. And I'm going to assign it to you, Marie.
Oh, dear.
Because you'll get to the bottom of this. This one chef, the Kiwana Q. Broden, and then Max Hardy. Which one is it? Hardy, Michiganian of the Year in 2021, will make his Coop Caribbean Fusion Burger, which earned the top prize at the 2022 Burger Battle in Eastern Market. And then, oh, here it is. Broden, the young lady, will make her plant-based O'Kale-ya burger, which is made with Beyond Meat, sautéed kale, mushrooms, and vegan cheese. Now, that is not necessarily what Sean and I would go for,
mm-mm,
but I bet it's delicious.
Right.
Because that vegan food has come a long way.
Right.
But did you know there's some kind of war going on now against Beyond Meat, the very specific company,
and that
fake beef?
Right. And what's the war about?
Well, somebody is out there saying, well, it was a trend or whatever.
A trend.
It was just a trend. It was just, there's a word I'm missing. Not hype, but something that comes and goes. A fad.
Fad.
It was a fad. And it's not really successful. And after all, we figured out that all the chemicals in those Beyond Burgers were worse than just eating regular meat, which caused Beyond Burgers to take out a full-page ad in the New York Times saying, Bloomberg News, I think it was Bloomberg News, and whatever, are misleading the public. People are loving Beyond Burgers and vegan alternatives, and what they say is wrong. So they felt it important enough that they're under fire enough to take out, it's not cheap, a full-page ad in the New York Times saying, don't believe what you're reading about Beyond Burger and the rest of it.
The faux burger wars.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, the faux burger wars.
The faux burger wars. Well,
I've tried it.
Have you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
You'll be on burger? I tried it.
Yeah, I want beef.
Yeah.
I like beef better.
I'm of the school, either you eat the beef or just eat vegetarian. That's terrific, too. Just, you know.
Good for you.
I mean,
enjoy it.
I don't know that you need a substitute for meat.
Agreed.
Well, I know you don't need a substitute for any food that's a bunch of chemicals.
No, absolutely.
Which is why
not.
It bothers me so much when there's like a new drink out there, no calories or no sugar. And then you read and it's got all these chemicals to sweeten it with stuff that doesn't need to be sweetened.
Correct.
I'd love to do a study on why in the world a vitamin would need sucralose in it, a sweetener, a fake sweetener. Why would a vitamin that you put in your mouth, swallow with a glass of water, why does it need any kind of flavoring
sweetener at all?
Or sweetener?
Exactly.
I'd like to know that story.
You should be in charge of the world, Paul. That's all there is
to
it.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I want to be humble about this. The world would be a hell of a lot better off if I were in charge. That's all I'm saying.
No.
And I'm not running for the position of world leader. Thank you, Riri.
You're welcome.
Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. Congratulations to all of those great chefs. They've come through hell over the last few years, that's for sure. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 7:45, Steve Courtney with a deeper look at the NFL playoff games. Stand by.